This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there. You have chosen to listen to The Saturday Quiz, and I have chosen to be your host, John Leary. On this podcast, I ask the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper, and a different pair of guests each week try to answer them. Earlier this week marked the 10-year anniversary of Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell on the ABC. A few weeks ago, I had a couple of the writers on as guests. This time, I have a couple of the performers. Between them, they tend to play the majority of the female characters in the show, and given the results of last week's federal election and the rise of the teal independents, who pretty much all seem to be women, I dare say they'll have quite a few more characters to create for next season. Welcome to the show, Christy Whelan-Brown and Emily Tahini.
Thank you, John.
Hi, you two.
We've lost you a second.
Oh, no, it's telling me that my internet is unstable.
Like my mental health. Like my childhood.
Thanks. Thanks for joining me.
No, that's a pleasure, John. Thank you for having me and Christy.
And thanks for reminding us we better get to work on some new characters for next season.
I better get on the tram and start observing people.
Yeah, listening to the independents and getting their cadence.
Inflections.
Yeah, inflections. Because Emily, you do...
More than Christy? Yeah, quite a lot more. No, I'm joking.
It's in her contract because she's been there for 65 years, so she gets the preferences. It's like a long... it's like the elderly sort of
get in line.
That's funny. Do you have a... you probably get asked this all the time. Do you have a favourite character, either of you, that you play on the show?
Well, I quite like doing... there's one character that I do with Frances, and she doesn't speak, although she has just recently started to speak, and she speaks like, on the email. I had an auntie who had no voice box, so I based it on her. But I like her because she can't say too much, so there's less lines to learn.
Yeah.
That is good. That must be very good. How long in advance do you tend to get the scripts? Can't be very long.
No, like a day well, sometimes two. It's a night before.
Yeah, right.
But Emily is so diligent, you know, like she'll be like, I've been asked out to dinner, you know, on a hot date, but I can't go because I've got to learn my script. I'm like, go on the date! Oh, my God!
I would have been married with 5 kids by now. Had
I not. I did not done that show. Emily, I don't know if you know this, but on the Emily Tahini Wikipedia page, the link to your official website goes to a page published in 2005 on your cousin Joe's travel photo and video blog.
Oh, that's what he was talking about the other day. I went to a family reunion the other day / auntie's 80th, and this cousin of mine came up and said something about this website, and I had no idea what he was talking about, and I was so stressed that I had to perform in a minute, that I wasn't paying attention. I was just like, yeah, Joe.
Oh, that's funny.
So that's what it is. So hang on, it's his website or my website?
Well, you know how at the bottom of, you know, the footnotes, I guess, of Wikipedia, they have Emily Tahini's official website. And it goes to, a page from 2005 on...
Right. Sorry, that's 2005. Dang. Is where you are going to sit in that travel blog forever.
Yeah, you will. Until if you create your actual official website.
That sounds like a lot of work.
No, we'll get on to that straight after the podcast.
Now, I start each of this season's episodes by asking, do you have a favourite piece of trivia?
Ooh, honestly, I know nothing. I know nothing.
I don't even know if I have a favourite. That's how little I know.
But I'm surprised at how much you know.
Why?
Because sometimes...
because you come across as a real dummy.
We have a little chat You did know. I didn't mean it like that. But sometimes you will say things after I read through it, mad as hell, and I think, oh, wow, that's so, you're so smart. How did you know that?
Because of anything I know, I learned off Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, if you don't have any trivia for me, we'll take a little break. We'll be back with the questions right after this.
Terrific.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined by Emily Tahini and Christy Whelan-Brown, and we're up to question number one. Question number one, I will admit, is quite a tricky one, but here we go. Question number one. In 1967, the world's first human-to-human heart transplant was performed in which country? And there's a bonus point for naming the surgeon who led the transplant team.
Who loves a bit of a heart? Which country?
Well, I once listened to a podcast, I think it was Conversations with Richard Fadler on the ABC.
Why are you such a loser?
and there was a heart surgeon from Perth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I remember.
Do you know sometimes these things do, like, you do hear that it was in Australia. It's like the first IVF, you know, it happened here.
Oh, it was the first IVF in Australia.
Yeah, it was. We led the charge.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So can we just put that in as the answer, first IVF?
Are you going with Australia?
No, because I just didn't, I don't think.
Heart, what was it again?
The first human-to-human heart transplant. In 1967. That's correct.
I'm no closer.
Let's just think of a really progressive, like, is it Sweden or someone like that that are really like...
I would recommend that you think entirely the opposite.
Not progressive.
Yeah, and certainly not progressive politically in 1967, this country.
Mm. Were they hacks as well? Was it an underground job?
It wasn't an underground job.
Was it successful?
Well, it was slightly successful in that the gentleman whose heart was transplanted regained consciousness and lived for another 18 days, which is, you know.
Oh, no, it's good. Gave him another 18 days.
Quite a
nothing
thing.
Nothing to sneeze at.
He got to talk to his wife and... Yeah. His name was Louis Washkansky.
I think, was it
Russia?
Russia.
No,
it wasn't Russia.
It wasn't Russia. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Yugoslavia.
Washkansky.
Washkansky.
No, you're on the
German.
Wrong continent.
Oh, okay. Washkansky.
So that's Europe, and Europe is incorrect. So let's go. What
America.
I was going to say the States.
It wasn't America. The first ever heart transplant was performed in Mississippi in the United States, but that was not a human-to-human heart. Do you know what kind of heart they used in the very first heart transplant?
Monkey.
Cool, you're close.
An ape of some sort.
It was an ape of some sort. It was a chimpanzee.
The chimpanzee.
Yeah, I was just going to say it was on the tip of my tongue.
That was performed 3 years earlier, but the patient in that case, well, yes, he didn't regain consciousness and the heart only beat for another hour or so.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not Europe and it's not the Americas and it's not Australia. What else have you got left? What other continent have you got left?
Asia,
or
Africa,
or Africa.
Yeah, I was going to say Africa.
Okay, so you've got the continent. Which country in Africa?
Well, there's quite a few countries.
There
in
are.
Africa,
there, I
John?
Think there's about
South Africa.
It is South Africa. Very well done.
Fantastic.
I knew that one.
The country was South Africa. Now, how are you going to go with the bonus point for naming the surgeon who led the transplant team? Any ideas at all? His Nelson. Initials are CB.
CB. His name was Dr. Cardio.
Ball bag.
Ball bag.
Cardio Ball Bag could be the name of a Mad as Hell character, but no. His name was Christian Barnard. Dr. Christian Barnard.
Is he well known? Like, would people know that, or are we just completely devoid?
Well, look, I got to say, when I got these questions, I did think, who's going to know that? Because I certainly had no idea.
Oh, definitely not these two.
So a very tough one to begin with.
Oh, okay. But
well done. You eventually got to South Africa.
So it wasn't that lady in Perth that I listened to on the Richard Podcast.
Well, you might have been thinking about, it wasn't the first heart transplant in Australia, but it was notable and it was sort of quite famous. Fiona Coote was her name, that was the girl who received the heart transplant. Because she was only 14, and this was performed by Dr. Victor Chang in 1984.
Was he murdered?
I think he was, yeah.
Do I get a point for that?
I think you're right. He was murdered, yes.
Yes, he was. So sadly. Could I get, as sad as that is, could we have a point, please?
Yes, you can have the macabre point of knowing that Victor Chang was murdered.
We need all the help we can get.
All right, question number two. Vexillology is the study of... I'm sorry to laugh. But yes, it's not the easiest question in the world. But you do have a multiple choice for this one.
Oh, good.
So vexillology is the study of...
Vexed questions.
Flags, B, coins, or C, stamps.
Oh, you'd know, you're into stamps and coins.
Vex, stamps, coins.
Vexillology. V-E-X. Yeah, V-E-X-I-L-L-O-L-O-G-Y.
I reckon it's flags.
Yeah, I do too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that?
I am just saying that.
Oh.
No, don't just say that. Say that. Actually say it.
Yeah, I think it's stamps, Christy.
You do? No,
I mean,
stamps.
Not flags.
Flags.
Johnny, am I right?
Yeah.
You are right, Christy Willenbrand. It's from the Latin vexillum, which is flag, military ensign or banner, from velum, which is a sail or curtain or veil. Mm. How about that?
How about that?
Do you know what the collection or study of coins is called?
A coin collection?
That's correct.
The study of it.
Numismatics is the... Okay, numismatics. Is that? And what about stamps? Do you know what a stamp collector is called?
No, I don't.
Flatterly.
Flatterly.
Michael Flatterly.
I think that's Irish, isn't it? Flatterly. The Lord of the Stamps. I am going to get a book of stamps today so I can say I study
Michael Flatterly. Yeah.
Flatterly.
Very good. Question number three. What name is given to the coloured part of the eye?
The iris.
It is the iris. Very well done. And did you know, Christy Whelan-Brown, that your Bunnings character on Mad as Hell is named Iris?
I didn't even know I had a Bunnings character.
I think you might be confusing that with me, John Leary.
Oh.
Am I really? No, I don't think I am.
No, you wouldn't be. You've done a Bunnings character, haven't you?
I can't remember.
Maybe it just wasn't as memorable as mine.
I tell you what, nothing makes Emily madder than if a wig or costume... turns up in my dressing room that she wore back in 1994 and she's very upset.
Okay, firstly, in 1994 I was in first year at the Centre for Performing Arts. I was nowhere near the ABC in South Bank. And secondly, yes, it is slightly hurtful.
But maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong,
well,
my apologies.
If I did do it, it was just once, and I'm sure Emily has a very funny Bunnings lady. What's her name, Emily?
I don't know her name.
See, I've got to say, I was surprised when it came under Christy's name.
Oh, why? You don't think I'm capable of playing someone from Bunnings?
I think I recall you being in a Bunnings outfit.
No, I do vaguely recall. This is the thing, though. You'll sometimes get a script and it'll say,
Iris, you know, and you did this character once 2 years ago and you're expected to remember who Iris is.
Yeah. Do that voice again.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. Slouch, cloche, and boater are all types of what?
Isn't it a cloche or bowl? Is it a cloche? Something that you put over some food.
Mm. That's right. Cloche or cloche?
You see it on MasterChef a lot.
You do see it on MasterChef a lot. That it is the French word for bell, which is why that bell-shaped covering. And they are also bell-shaped in this thing.
Okay. But what is the shape of a bell?
What I was going to say, like a dish, like a...
Yeah, is it a dish, John? Not, don't just steal is, me.
What about a boater? Is it a...
Yeah.
Are they boats?
A boater? They're not
boats. Are we going marine territory here?
No. We're not going marine territory. I'll give you a clue. It's something that you wear.
Oh, a slouch. A hat.
A hat.
Are they types of hats?
They're all types of
good
hats.
Good job, Emily. Oh, good job.
A slouch hat, a cloche or cloche, which is that sort of those felt hats that ladies
like
hats
a
that
hat.
Are sort of. Oh, a bit like a bucket, like a fancy bucket hat.
I know the ones, the 1940s or
exactly right, 20s, exactly right. Maybe. Yeah. And a boater, of course, is what fancy children wear to school or used to wear to school.
That
you know
Mad
those
Lad.
Straw, like Madeline. Yeah. Do they still wear boaters to private schools?
They do. There's a private school in Adelaide called St Dominic's Priory. I know this because my sister's the religious education coordinator at St Dominic's Priory.
My goodness.
And the girls at the Priory wear those hats.
Yeah.
Oh, I so wanted to wear a private school girl's uniform and my school was so povo. The uniform was black jeans and a white polo t-shirt.
Anywho, question number five. The headquarters of the European Union are in which national capital?
What was it? I have to know this.
The headquarters
of the European Union.
Yeah. Are in which national capital? So why don't you start by telling me which country they might be in?
I mean, I'm just going with my gut and saying Paris.
I might say Germany.
Okay.
Neither of those are correct.
Okay. Neither. Good. neither are correct.
You might. I wonder if you remember when, you know, when they were doing the whole Brexit thing, they would go, oh, we don't want this place telling us what to do. You know.
Yeah, I do remember, but who was that?
We don't want.
Mm-hmm. Italy.
Italy.
She just repeats on.
I do, don't I? We don't want
Yugoslavia.
No.
Yugoslavia doesn't even exist anymore.
We don't. Yeah, we
exactly.
know that, John.
Which is why we don't want them telling us what to do.
We don't want.
It starts with B.
Belgium.
Belgium is the right country. And what is the national capital of Belgium?
Well, come on, Emily. You know that. Obviously.
Belgium.
Starts with a B too, doesn't it?
It also starts with a B.
Brussels.
That's right. It is Brussels. Very well done.
Don't doubt yourself. And that's where Brussels sprouts come from. Now, can I tell you about that?
Indeed.
They really make her.
All right. Well, on that note, we might take another little break. We'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm joined today by Christy Whelan-Brown and Emily Tahini. Let's see how you go with the second half of the quiz. We're up to question number six. Are you ready?
Fuck.
Question number six. Fugu is a Japanese term for what type of fish?
Oh, I wish Tosh was here.
He would know this. He'd be all over this.
Fugu.
Who would be all over this?
Tosh went to Japan once. He claims that he's, you know, part of the furniture over there.
He speaks fluent Japanese now.
He definitely knows fugu.
Fugu. Fugu. I do love fish, as I've mentioned.
Indeed. Yeah.
Just think of a fugu pie.
But they don't sell fugu down at the Fishmonger's Pun on Nicholson Street. Well, it not would, that I've seen.
Well, it would be strange if they did, because fugu, you might know it. It's famous for being poisonous if incorrectly prepared.
Okay.
I remember something about this from The Simpsons, but I think it might have been the three-eyed fish.
Yeah. I think you're right. Blinky.
Is it a puffer fish?
It is a puffer fish, yeah.
Yeah, puffer fishes are poisonous.
Yeah, very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, the poison is caused by the presence of tetrodotoxin in its organs, especially the liver, the ovaries, the eyes, and the skin. And the poison, a sodium channel blocker, paralyzes the muscles while the victim stays fully conscious but unable to breathe and eventually dies from asphyxiation. There's no known antidote to fugu poisoning. But the standard treatment is to support the respiratory and circulatory systems until the poison is metabolized and excreted by the victim's body.
This is why I don't eat fish pie. You just can't trust them.
Just the chance that fugu might be lurking in there
somewhere.
You never
know.
I've never had a fish pie with fugu.
No. And the fish don't actually produce the poison themselves. The poison comes from eating other animals infested with tetrodotoxin-laden bacteria, to which the fish develops an insensitivity over time. Mm. How about that?
Honestly, like, it doesn't sound worth it. Who's eating them?
Well, it's a delicacy in Japan.
You'd have to be a real daredevil, though.
Is it a delicacy because it's so dangerous?
I think it is a delicacy because it's so dangerous. And they have to train for like 3 years before the chefs can be accredited with fugu cooking mastery. Yeah. Now, you know what they've done now is that you can now get poison-free fugu, which they make by keeping the fish away from that bacteria.
Well, Tosh would know where to get that, wouldn't he?
All right, question number 7. Bob Hawke served as Australia's 23rd Prime Minister. What number is Anthony Albanese?
He is the 31st Prime Minister.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you. Do you know Bob Hawke?
Yeah, not personally.
He lived in Maitland, South Australia, not Maitland, New South Wales.
Maitland, South Australia,
for a time, which is about an hour north of where I grew up. So
are you mates?
That's good, isn't it?
I know it seems like Emily works for the South Australian Tourism, but she actually doesn't. So I just want to make that clear. This isn't a paid ad by Emily.
He also grew up in Bordertown.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Which borders which states? And Christy will get a point if she can tell us which states Bordertown borders.
Johnny knows geography is not my thing.
Come on.
Western Australia?
No! Where's my pilgrimage each year, Christy? The end of the summer, I hop in my little car.
You go to Waruka.
Yeah.
South Australia.
Yeah.
And the Northern Territory. No.
Victoria. You did. Yeah, I go up via Northern Territory.
Leave Melbourne, fly to Darwin, and then drive south.
Christy wouldn't know because as soon as she goes on holiday, she's like, off to Fiji or Thailand or...
Whereas Emily's like, I'm going on a huge trip to Shepparton.
All right.
God.
Question number 8.
Oh, hell.
Archibald Prize-winning artist Adam Douglas Hill is better known by what name?
Ando.
It's not Ando. No. That is incorrect.
Emily, come on.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. That was a very funny joke.
Now, he just won the Archibald just the other day.
Oh, I haven't been paying attention this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. There's been an election. There's been a shooting in the States.
I've had my own personal dramas going on, John, if you must know.
Is there anything in this quiz about defamation? She's all over it.
No, there's nothing in this quiz about that.
Adam Douglas Hill.
Adam Douglas Hill.
Adam Douglas Hill.
Doug.
His name. He's a Dungutty artist.
Oh.
He's a Dungutty man, which is a clue, I reckon.
Dougie.
No, not Dougie. Take his the middle name.
Douglas?
Yeah. And there's a word in front of that, which is he's kind of appropriated the name of, I think it's like a, is it an alcoholic spirit, like a whiskey or something from Scotland?
Oh.
Because Douglas, of course, is
Black Douglas.
Black Douglas. Yeah.
Well done. You used your head. You used your brain. Honestly.
He calls himself Black Douglas. Douglas. Black without a C. So B-L-A-K Douglas. Black Douglas.
So who did he paint?
He painted a portrait that he's named Moby Dickens, which is a portrait of the Lismore-based Wiradjuri installation artist Carla Dickens.
Oh, cool.
And it's amazing. You might not have seen it. It's a sort of full body portrait and she's standing ankle deep or knee deep in floodwaters. Yeah, it's amazing because, she experienced the recent floods.
So he's painted that really quickly, obviously, because the floods weren't so
Yeah, that's right. He must have painted it very quickly.
And who won the Packers Prize?
Who did win the Packers Prize?
I don't know, but if you told me, could we get a point back?
If I tell you who won the Packers Prize.
Just because I know that there's a Packers Prize.
Klaus Stengel won the Packers Prize. And do you know who he painted? It's another First Nations artist or person, but not from Australia.
Oh.
A First Nations person who is a film director.
Why have you brought us down this path?
I don't know. Could we get off this path?
You know this person from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. T-W.
Can I know how to pronounce
it? Taika.
Taika.
Taika Waititi.
Taika Waititi, yes.
Taika Waititi.
All right, question number 9. Which soccer team recently won the 2022 Women's FA Cup final with Australian Sam Kerr scoring 2 goals?
The Matildas. Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing Matilda. Welcome a waltzing Matilda with me.
No, the FA Cup final is...
We were wrong.
The FA Cup final, which is what they won, is contested between 2 English soccer teams rather than international teams.
Well, that was the Matildas. Mm-hmm.
the Australian Sam Kerr, plays for this team in the English league.
Manchester.
Yeah.
Everyone always goes to Manchester.
Liverpool.
That's incorrect.
Is it
it's
Liverpool?
Not Liverpool either. Bah. Look, I'm going to give you the clue that I give. Is it the Cotswolds?
Do they have a team in the Cotswolds, darling?
I don't know either. It does start with C, it is also the name of a lady's boot.
The Cornwall. Cardiff. Cardiff is a K.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Starts with a ch.
A ch. A chino. No.
A ch.
It's Chelsea. Chelsea boot.
A Chelsea boot. All right.
Yeah.
A Chelsea boot is kind of looks like it's like an elastic sided boot, like a your R.M. Williams.
Don't
style.
Mansplain the Chelsea boot to us. Okay.
Well, you didn't even know what it was.
No.
All right, there's one more question. You ready?
Yeah.
Last question. Which writer-director links the films The French Dispatch, The Grand Budapest Hotel, and The Royal Tenenbaums?
Which writer-director?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know?
No. I mean, I do, but I will never find it in my head.
Come on, we can do this.
He's also the Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yeah.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Do you know, when Sean asks me if I've seen a film, I panic because I never have seen the film that he's asking me.
It's,
whether I've seen
it. It's not Wes, not the guy who did Screams. The Screams.
No, you've got the right first name, though.
Yeah, Wes.
That was Wes Craven.
It's Wes Anderson. It's Wes Anderson.
Yes,
Wes
yes,
Anderson
yes.
is Wes Anderson. The right answer.
We got there.
Yeah.
What's the other Wes?
Wes Anderson. Have Wes you seen those films?
Oh, no.
No, I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen any
no,
of
I'm
them?
No, I'm panicking now. No, I have. I've seen the Budapest Hotel.
Grand the Budapest Grand Hotel with Budapest. Ralph Fiennes.
Yes. What's the other?
Yes.
And the Royal Tenenbaums.
Royal Tenenbaums?
Oh, yeah, I saw
you
that
haven't seen
with
the Royal
Gwyneth.
Tenenbaums?
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
No, I tend to just watch the same four movies over and over again. Just
which four movies are they?
My absolute favourite movie.
Yeah.
Double Jeopardy. Do you know that?
Yeah, with Ashley Judd.
Yes.
Ashley Judd.
Yeah. Here's a question.
Yes.
Stop, you're not.
No.
You can ask a question. Go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which
I love it.
Member of the Judd family died
the mum.
Few weeks ago? The mum.
Oh.
And what was she famous for?
She was the country singer.
She was the country singer. And what was her name?
Oh, wow.
Her name was Laureline.
No. Now her name was. Actually, I can't remember her name, but that's by the by.
She died.
Huh. She's dead.
Well, that's unfortunate for her, but that brings us to the end of the quiz. So we're going to take one last break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, thank you both so much for doing the quiz.
Thanks,
Johnny. I hope you had fun.
I had fun. I've learned a lot.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Did you learn a few things?
It
what
sure
have you learned?
I've learned that the first human-to-human heart transplant was performed in South Africa.
I've learned that the capital of Belgium is Brussels. And the
excellent.
Border town is between South Australia and Victoria. And that Emily
so
is
you've
going
heaps.
To Wagga Wagga for her next big holiday.
Actually, I've got cousins in Junee up the road, so I probably will do that.
Excellent.
Thanks,
well,
Johnny.
Thanks so much for doing the quiz. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
Well, my goodness, those two make me laugh. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Saturday Quiz. Thank you to my guests this week, Christy Whelan-Brown and Emily Tahini. You can catch them in Series 13 and 14 of Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell on iView right now. Thank you, as always, to Cindy McDonald for putting together the quiz. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.